Executive of Hong Kong Carrie Lam has announced the immediate establishment of what she's calling a platform for dialogue to hear what the people of the city want to say. She also said a fact-finding investigation into police violence would be set up. Ms. Lam made the announcement following weeks of pro-democracy protests in the territory. Aaron McNicholas, a Bloomberg journalist based in Hong Kong, joins us on the line. Aaron, will you bring us through what she's been saying today?
Well, as you pointed out, there were two main points to what she announced. The first is a so-called platform for dialogue to listen to what the people have to say, because there was an acknowledgement that last Sunday's protest was the first in some time, the first mass protest in some time, where that was largely peaceful and no major acts of violence took place. So this was her attempt, I guess, to respond to that weekend of relative calm and try and establish a dialogue. The problem with that, of course, from the protesters' point of view, is whether that platform will be representative or not. Carrie Lam earlier this month had said that those protesters who were committing violence were people that had no stake in the society that people were, that everyone had tried so hard to build. So that sentiment is not forgotten about. And whether the platform that she's talking about, which the structure of which has still not been established and specified, the question will be whether it's truly representative. The second thing that was talked about is a fact-finding mission into alleged cases of police brutality over the last 2 months. The problem with, from the protesters' point of view on this one, is that it will be led by the so-called Independent Police Complaints Council. This is a statutory body in Hong Kong, similar function to the Garda Ombudsman, but when it conducts an investigation, it has no power to summon witnesses, and it has other weaknesses that the protesters feel means that it lacks credibility. So there are problems with both of these aspects from the protesters' point of view. They were only announced a few hours ago, so we'll have to wait and see how it transpires. But clearly, this is not a be-all, end-all solution.
Aaron, many thanks for bringing us up to date. Aaron McNicholas there in Hong Kong. It's 8:52.